12,093, it was taken under advisement by Mr. Mills.
Me.
So I'll come back to you, sir.
Me. You know, it's...
And this was...
I think that the applicant addressed the standards extremely well. The opposition was about a deed restriction, which we do not enforce.
Right.
I think arguably there are other corner lots of 50 feet in width, regardless.
There were six, to be exact.
But I think that given the information, and you know, I understand that, you know, there's a lot of human error in life. And whether, you know, he said, she said, 10 feet, this one, that one, whatever. It was due diligence on their part to, let's put it this way. We've heard people come in here and go, they told me in the office that it was 10 feet.
Right. Yep.
I think that they've pursued this properly. I think they're building a modest home.
But it is the deed restriction now a part of the record?
No.
Because it was presented tonight.
It's part of the record simply because it was, but it's not a consideration of ours.
Of ours.
Well,
for the purpose of granting a variance.
It's part of the record. It's certainly something you all can consider, and to the extent we do have the won't alter the character of the neighborhood, arguably it could be considered as part of that, and you may want to consider as part of the other part. I mean, I suspect that the applicant may have a restrictive covenant issue on his hands to some extent, which neighbors could bring up, but as we mentioned, you all don't enforce those. So, you know, I think at this point, the issue is about our code requirements, right, not necessarily those restrictive covenants.
And the restrictive covenant wasn't clear if it was from the road or the property line.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, what we have, we don't actually have the restrictive covenants in the record. What we had is that order referencing the restrictive covenants and interpreting them. And that was for restrictive covenants for a different property.
Right.
So.
The applicant did not request changing the 15-foot setback.
On the corner.
Corner, yeah.
Right.
I had. And the neighbor wasn't opposed to the 10-foot
between,
on his side.
Between the properties.
On his side.
Yeah, and between them either.
So.
Yeah.
I think that he addressed the standards very well.
Very good.
Agreed. The yes. fact that. The fact that, yeah. you know, it originally had four lots, that clearly stated you could build two houses on those four lots originally,
right.
You know, that wasn't the choice. And then, you know, that he is looking to build a modest home, which is in character of the neighborhood.
He said
1,400 square feet.
Sure.
Not like he's, you know, unless he goes up many stories, but at least the footprint.
But he said he didn't want to, remember? He's out of character.
Yeah.
And remove or remodel a eyesore that's been not used for years.
Right.
So.
I think that's just the opposite of a detriment to the surrounding property. So,
yeah. Agree, Mr. Mills.
I agree with that.
All right.
There's no further discussion. Then I'll entertain a motion.
It's a rare thing. We used to, on a regular basis, take things under advisement.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why it was suggested that we not continue that practice, and because we were doing it on most everything, and it at least maybe gave the appearance that there was an ulterior motive for us doing so. But certainly, I think that at the moment we may not have discussed this case this way in the heat of the hearing as it took place, but now we've had that opportunity, and I think it was appropriate.
I do. Thank listen. Okay. All right. Then Chair entertained a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance very well. There is a uniqueness there in that the original lot was designed for two structures, the original 100 by 100 foot lot, having actually four 25 by 100 lots. And so I think that although it can be otherwise developed, if so, it, the applicant did touch on the fact that it may not be handicap compliant.
True.
And so therefore could not be developed for all persons. I think that in regard to not created by the applicant, I don't think it was. I think that, you know, the situation was that it could be used either way originally, and he's just exercising that ability and right. And I think he has acted in due diligence in spite of miscommunications. I really don't think that the request will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but in fact, I think that it will benefit the character of the neighborhood, in that his request is for a modest one-story, three-bedroom rancher, approximately 1,400 square feet. I don't know that we need to stipulate that, but that was his desire.
Right. I don't think so.
And I think that it's a minimum to afford relief for the three side yard variances of 10 feet and not for the roadside variance at all, which he was not requesting.
No.
So for those reasons, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,093.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,093. All those in favor, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Foreman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reason.
And aye, Mr. Calaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 12,093 is approved.